Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today from Goal Academy, the communications coordinator, Gunnison Pagnotta. And Gunnison and I have had a short chat before we came on the air this morning. Very enjoyable getting to know him. One thing that comes through very clearly is his passion for Goal Academy and just talking about how it all works. But first, Gunnison, welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. Let's talk about you a little bit and how you and Goal found each other.
Well, Ted, thank you so much. And it's just a privilege to be able to share with you today about my passion, which is Goal High School. I spent about 26 years in the brick and mortar setting as an English teacher and an administrator. And about 3 years ago, I decided to make a change and had a great connection at Goal Academy. His name was Alan Van Norman, and Alan always came in my office when I was a principal at a brick and mortar school. He was always in a good mood. He was always asking if we had any students who weren't comfortable in their environment. In fact, he also asked if there were any students that I would like to throw out, which, yeah, just joking. But certainly there are a lot of students these days who are just not comfortable. It may be that they're getting bullied. It may be that they're just bored to tears and they want to really get going on college. It might be that they're just socially anxious. And so Goal Academy fills the most incredible need to provide alternatives for students in public education. And it's still a free public education, and it's still a Colorado Department of Education certified diploma. And so to have that option when your current school is just an amazing thing.
How widely available is Goal Academy to parents in the state?
It is very widely available. We have 36 student drop-in centers within six regions. So we serve the entire state, basically from Craig, Colorado, Grand Junction area, all the way down to Sterling, over to Trinidad, Colorado, and then Cortez, Durango, Pagosa, and I could go on. So yeah, we're very, very available. And the nice thing is a student doesn't have to come into the drop-in centers. They do, and they do so when they need to. But technically, you could be in any obscure location in Colorado. We're going to get you a hotspot and a computer for free and serve your educational needs.
And what is the grade range that you serve and support?
Yeah, basically, we're at high school. So grades 9 through 12, we do serve students, of course, up until 20. And then we also have an over 21 program where we are glad to serve students who are over 21 as long as they have been a part of Goal Academy at some time. We will see them through to their diploma, even over the age of 21.
Now, you describe yourself as an online academy, but then you also use the term blended to describe the methods that you use to deliver education to your students.
You bet. And interestingly, during the pandemic, really every school across the country will now be what I call a blended online school. And Goal has been at this for 12 years. In fact, we're a Microsoft showcase school, so we work very closely with our partner Microsoft to provide a quality online educational experience that's user-friendly, that parents can relate to, that students can navigate without any issues. But then we also have student drop-in centers, and every student drop-in center has coaches. The coach is assigned to, roughly 30 students who they track. About a third of those students typically are right on track. About a third need some assistance. And there's another third who we kind of have to pull along. But we have those coaches devoted to that task. They're very passionate about it. We were privileged last year to serve over 5,000 students. And we had right around 850 high school graduates. So very, very exciting. But one of the most important elements, I think, especially in these uncertain times, is the social-emotional element. We have layers of support, counselors. We have counseling assistants. We have social workers. And so whatever the needs of the students are, the coach's job is to determine that. And then they have layers and layers of support that they can spread out, branch out, and help the students and even the parents to navigate life and school.
Now, the interesting thing about COVID, and of course we can't go through a conversation like this without addressing that, because it's having an effect on parents and how they are choosing now to educate their children. In the Springs area, for example, Pikes Peak region, we've got two major school districts that are going to reconvene in the fall, but everybody's going to be asked to wear masks. And more here at KRDO, we see and report on stories about parents gravitating away from public schools and into private schools or homeschooling. And then here is a statewide charter that falls somewhere in the middle on that spectrum. What are you seeing from parents in response and reaction to what's happening with COVID?
You bet. Yeah, I'm seeing exactly what you said, Ted, and that is a high degree of uncertainty, a lot of stress. And, you know, I would point those parents to a book by the author is Andrew Campanella. He writes the book, The School Choice Roadmap, and it couldn't be more relevant than it is right now. And actually, in the book, Mr. Campanella has a page where he praises Goal for its supportive, caring, personalized attention to individual student needs, to catering to the individual student, the whole student, social-emotional, and the academic, and taking their transcript and seeing where they need to go. But, you know, parents are really hurting right now. And I have three children as well, so I completely understand where they're coming from. It's a tough call, and certainly many parents can't afford a private school, nor are they equipped or set up properly to homeschool. And that's where Goal, I think, meets an extremely important need in our society anytime, let alone COVID.
Sure, an available statewide covering every region in the state. You're listening to the voice of Gunnison Pagnotta, who is the communications coordinator for Goal Academy, 12 years in this blended version of learning between online and drop-in centers. They've done this. They've been there, and sounds like a great place where if as you noted earlier, Gunnison, if your child is for any reason not comfortable in a public school setting, Goal Academy is certainly one really, really strong option for folks like that. And you've even described Goal as a new avenue for kids that have had big life changes as well. And Gunnison, I'm sorry to say we're down to about 30 seconds, but if you can touch on that briefly, that would be great.
Hey, you bet. Young people are going through a lot. And now with COVID, they're going through even more. And it's very important to provide them options. If it's just go to the same school where they're uncomfortable, you know, how many more students right now are going to be uncomfortable in their regular public school setting? And so Goal is just, it's a safety net. It's a way to catch students who maybe would be falling through the cracks. students who want to go get some college credits, Goal pays for that. We pay for their books, their tuition, their fees. And, you know, we've got a tremendous career and technical education program. There's just lots of things that I could talk about. I know we're running out of time, but the flexibility in their schooling, based on whatever's going on in their life, we will hold their hand. We will come alongside them. And our staff is full of passion for kids.
Gunnison Pagnotta, Communications Coordinator for Goal Academy, 12 years in this business, doing a wonderful job for your kids, 9 through 12, up to 20, and an over 21 program at no cost to finish up the work that you got started in case you get interrupted. A great place for kids who are in big life changes or experiencing challenges in a public school setting. The best way to get information is going to be to go to the website at goalac.org. That's goalac.org. Gunnison, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ted. I appreciate it.